Adeola Ajayi from the Association of British Insurers. Thanks both. Chances are that if you have young children, you'll have heard of a computer game called Skylanders Spyro's Adventure. It was the best-selling video game in the world this spring, and it's reckoned that 30 million were sold. The game uses real action figures, and you have to plug them into a portal before they appear on the screen. The problem is that it only comes with a fraction of the characters you need to play the whole game, and there are subtle adverts within it to encourage you to buy more. A new version's going on sale in about 10 days' time. Andy Robertson, he writes about technology as Geek Dad, is just back from San Francisco, where he's been speaking to the game's makers.
The game's called Skylanders Giants, and that's because, as well as the normal size toy figures, there are now a set of 8 double height figures that in the game let you do more sort of exciting things and are much bigger in the game as well.
You have to buy characters, don't you, to get into parts of the game. Will you be able to use the characters you already have from the first version?
You will, but there's a slight tension here because they'll be re-releasing some of those characters in new poses, and those new characters get extra features in the game that your original Skylanders won't.
The criticism of the original game was the prompts and adverts encouraging children to ask for more and more characters. They're still there, I guess.
Yes, and that's something which I was slightly uncomfortable with in the first game, and that's something that I asked Paul Ritchie when I was out there in San Francisco.
We only have them for the new characters. They're a little bit shorter this time. Mm-hmm. They were very effective, and we put them in there hoping that they would generate interest and motivate people's awareness of all the toys. In a way, they proved to be perhaps more useful than we thought and more powerful. So, we're very aware of trying to be reasonable. We don't require that kids go out and buy a lot of new toys this time around, and I think that's what's different about the sequel.
So they must feel they were damaged by that criticism, I guess.
I think there was a genuine tension, and that they said there's a sense that they've listened to parents about that criticism. The way they saw it was they were communicating about the toys you could buy. But obviously, as a child, you see that and think, oh, that's something I want. And the key here is for the parents to understand that they don't need to buy all the toys to play the game. The game comes in a starter pack with a few toys, and actually you can play the whole game without buying any more.
And the new game then, Andy, how much does it cost?
A starter pack, that's £50. That provides you everything you need to play the game, the portal, the game itself, and a couple of figures to get you started.
That's pricey.
These things aren't cheap, so you do need to be sure that you're going to get enough time and enjoyment out of it.
And if you've already got the original game?
There's a booster pack, which is only £40. It just comes with the game and one giant figure to get you started. The most cheap toy you can get is one of these re-release characters, which would be £8 or £9. So then the giants, the large characters, look to be retailing at around £14, £15.
But then what happens is children want particular characters, don't they? There is inevitably a shortage, and they end up swapping hands for much, much more than that.
Part of the excitement, I guess, of these sort of collectible toys is that you want to potentially get the characters that you like the most. Last year, they'll be releasing the characters in waves, so you get a set of characters released on a certain date, and those characters obviously become quite popular. And the most popular of those will become rare, and then those ones can potentially get more money online and on things like eBay.
It's a clever idea, obviously, isn't it? You combine three things, I suppose. Two that fascinate children, the collecting and the computer game, and then you embed the advertising in the game itself. Are these the first people, these game makers, to have thought of doing all of that?
They're certainly leading the field in terms of using a real-world object in a game. There's a similar product coming out from Sony near Christmas called Wonderbook, and that takes a physical book, which will then appear in the game and be populated with a Harry Potter-style story. They're taking a lead, but they won't be unique in this for that long.
Andy Robertson. The charity that owns and maintains historic